Now to New York next, where a boorish Ryder Cup crowd were silenced by the Irish pair of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, who earned a crucial point, edging Europe closer to victory in the Ryder Cup. Europe leads 11.5 to 4.5 going into today's singles. Yesterday's golf was played out in front of a tense, hostile crowd, leading at one point to this confrontation, where Rory McIlroy used an expletive to try and silence them.
That bunker's looking tasty.
Guys, shut the f*** up.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, oh, boy.
And on another occasion, when Rory McIlroy was on the putting green, the crowd reacted badly when he refused to take his putt until they quietened down. Here's how Sky Sports covered it.
The officials have got to step in, seriously. They've got to step in.
I don't think you're going to be able to silence everyone.
It's just starting to get a bit silly now. I mean, but what you've got is you've got a lot of liquid refreshments on board.
A lot of liquid refreshments on board. Let's go to Farmingdale in New York now and speak with RTE's Greg Allen. And Greg, I was watching some of it last night. It was pretty tense at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty tense at times. I think this was well anticipated that the New York crowd would be as they are. It also is a case almost of them trying to live up to the reputation that they have as sports fans, which is allegedly the grittiest sports fans in America. And they certainly did live up to it. And I also think that Friday was a remarkably, you know, not quiet in any sort of sense, but by comparison to what was expected, Friday wasn't as bad as the European team might have braced themselves for. And it was like the New York crowd yesterday, with their team facing a deficit going into day two, decided to ramp it up. And it really was also, you know, not helped by the fact that the MC on the first tee, like there's people with microphones trying to get the crowd going in the first tee. The MC in the first tee, Heather Mahan, actually joined in a chorus of, and I heard you use the Rory McIlroy example of the flowery language that he used. She said on the microphone the chant that the crowd were uttering, which was "F you, Rory," you know, and she joined in. Now she is now being suspended. So, I mean, when it's encouraged by the actual, not organisers, but a random employee of the organisers, I mean, what do you expect? And it did. Look, one thing, Justin, about this is as bad as it was 26 years ago, but it was really bad in Boston in 1999. Colin Montgomery was the target of abuse then. Rory McIlroy is the target of abuse here. And Colin Montgomery's father was following him on the course in 99 in Brookline, a famous Ryder Cup match. And he left after seven holes because he was subjected to worse language than was used yesterday, a word even worse than the F word. So this is not anything that wasn't unexpected, but New York crowds are what they are.
And there's one way to answer them, and that is on the golf course. And that's what Europe's golfers have done. They need just 3 points today. So how do you see things shaping up?
Well, it's the record margin after 2 days of the Ryder Cup in the history of the Ryder Cup, the modern history of the Ryder Cup, which really dates back to 1979, when the matches, which were originally the USA against Britain and Ireland, were changed to the USA against Europe. And since then, this is a record margin of a lead after 2 days. It's also on away soil. That in itself is a record. The fact that it's been done against a team of United States players, seven of whom are in the world's top 10, is quite extraordinary. And it is a testament to how well prepared Europe have been for this Ryder Cup. And not just that, the sheer excellence of their play. One of the more sageful observers here, Brandel Chambly of the Golf Channel, a highly respected pundit on the game of golf, said that it is the greatest performance in the history of the modern Ryder Cup. And I would have no difficulty agreeing with that.
Well, we look forward to the action later on today. Greg Allen in New York, thank you. And more from Greg on Sunday Sport after this programme. After the break, the presidential candidates and their social media campaigns.